In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. State prosecutors who led the trials against police and paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain say they will appeal a decision Tuesday that granted the paramedics new trials. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Elijah McClain was walking home from a convenience store in Aurora in 2019 when he was stopped by police. He was then forcibly given a large dose of ketamine and eventually died. Three officers and two paramedics were charged in his death, and the paramedics were convicted of criminally negligent homicide. The Colorado Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday they should be retried because the judge didn't give jurors proper instructions. The paramedic who injected the ketamine was also convicted of second-degree assault. That conviction stands. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Wildfire risk is rising across our region after a dry winter and ongoing drought left vegetation more vulnerable to fire. Communities are spending new federal dollars to help thin dense forests and reduce that danger. Here's Hunter Noble, a forest manager with the University of Nevada, Reno.
We're going to do approximately 300 acres of hazardous fuel reduction as a way to help reduce the risk of high severity fire impacts to both the forest and then the community down below.
In the Whittell Forest of the Eastern Sierra Mountains, crews will thin dense vegetation in areas where homes and wildlands meet to help slow the spread of future wildfires. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 4:06. Leave it tuned for All Things Considered. That's coming up next.